Welcome to A Bit of Grace. Hi, it's Julia. My adventure today involved wandering outside to check on our tomato plants we've been growing this summer. We've been having fun having fresh tomatoes again and some cucumbers. And I was just out having a look and noticed some branches getting a bit black on the edges. I thought something's going on. And I started to trim off a little bit of a few branches on one plant. And I was working away, trimming, and no big deal. But then I started to notice a few little tomatoes had been chomped, like in half and eaten, and got a little more suspicious. And as I was going along, I was reaching for another branch and touched underneath, and it felt weird. It felt different. It felt soft and puffy. So I bent down and looked, and there was this big, giant, creepy hornworm. Well, if you don't know what hornworms are, and you don't like bugs, this might sound a little icky, but anyway, he was this long thing that they chomp away and devour tomato plants really quickly. And if they go unnoticed. And this guy had been chomping away all night, I think. And so a few branches were stripped down and bites out of the tomatoes. So I ran back in the house and got a little container of some soapy water and some tongs to pull them off with. And it's amazing, if you've ever dealt with these fat green guys, that they really chomp, like they really hang on. They just won't let go. Like other pests in our lives, I had to pull them off and stick them in the soapy water, and then they were done. And I found two of them. I don't know if I'm going to find some more, but hopefully that was it on that plant. But of course, it got me thinking about life in general and how we can have pests hanging on in our lives and how some of those pests just like to chomp away at us and take little bites, especially the ones that like to just nibble at us and throw in doubts and fears and worries and chomp away at our confidence and just hold us back enough while they devour more and more. It sucks to have a pest chewing on you and hanging on you, yet even our thoughts can be pests. And our thoughts can be learned from those before us, whether it's our parents or our siblings, our friends. Oh, so many useless thoughts can hang on and glom on, you know, doubts about whether we're good enough and doubts about whether we'll have a job and doubts about whether we can work or how long we're going to live or blah, blah, blah. They go on and on. And fear. Oh my goodness. Fear is such a powerful one. Fear is like one big giant green hornworm, I think, just chewing us up, spitting us out and moving on to the next branch. And a lot of the time, the history behind all of this can be what was planted when we were kids. Whether it's how we grew up and the roles we played and how our parents treated us and how they treated other siblings differently, blah, 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 how they were treated. And we're all trained into these stupid patterns of worry and doubt and fear and denial. And then there's some other juicy ones too that can take hold, like expectation that we think, you know, depending on how we were treated, we expect things to continue. You know, this is the way my life was. And if we've had everything provided for us, having that expectation that it should continue, or having no expectation and not trusting anyone because you didn't have that support when you were young. Do you see how I mean? All these things are like big giant bugs, aren't they? They just kind of glue onto you and just keep chewing away. So that's why the big green hornworms got me thinking about people in our lives that chomp away at us and the importance to recognize that. And I think the sooner we recognize the damage that's being done, it's key for our growth to move on and get out of that pattern. If we can recognize whose voices are in our heads, like I hear of adult people today saying, long after their parents have passed on, that, oh, I hear my father or my mother's voice in their head. They can't believe in their own thoughts. They've got to hang on to their parents' thoughts. My goodness, how useless is that? It's time we started to be the adults in the room and take responsibility and recognize, all right, this is a stupid thought. Let's move on and get to something more productive. There's a point right there. Instead of letting ourselves be devoured, why not step up and recognize that and say enough to those people who are harmful to us? Stop it. Back off. Let them go from your life. We don't need everyone in our lives, especially those ones that act like parasites just chewing away at us. There's no need. It's okay for you to say enough and establish some boundaries for yourself so that you can grow and flourish like a healthy plant. I know that tomato plant's gonna recover. I got two of these big suckers off of there, and if any more are there, I'm gonna get them too. You just have to take the time and allow yourself to reflect and recognize where your pests are and who they are and the memories and all of that stuff that hangs on. If you need some help with that, let me know. But otherwise, take a good look at yourself. And it's okay to take responsibility for all the garbage, the thoughts that you allow to flourish that don't do any good for you. And then recognize your strengths, your abilities. Recognize what you bring to the table and what you can put forth. You don't have to listen to those old voices and those old stupid thoughts. You have great thoughts of your own about how you want to live and what you can do best. Go with that. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to know more about the services I offer, visit juliagrace.ca. The information provided on A Bit of Grace podcast is for education and entertainment purposes only. Always consult with a professional for medical advice.